A state panel has proposed a highly anticipated revamp of the formula Maryland uses to fund its public schools. The new formula would facilitate a major overhaul of public education in the state and would eventually increase spending on schools by roughly $4 billion a year. WIPR's Rachel Bay has a closer look.
The formula gradually increases the state's share of education costs. In the year 2030, the state would spend an additional $2.8 billion. Local jurisdictions would be on the hook for the remaining $1.2 billion. The work group that announced the new formula on Tuesday is part of the so-called Kerwin Commission. The commission has spent the last 3 years developing policies aimed at improving the quality of public schools and closing achievement gaps. Montgomery County Budget Director Richard Madalino, a former Democratic state senator, sits on both the full commission and the work group.
We came up with a plan that said, this is how the best school systems in the world are beating us in Singapore and in China and in Germany and Switzerland and Canada. And we must keep up with them. And this is going to be the cost to do that.
The increases would be phased in over a decade. The amounts allocated for teacher pay and support for English language learners in special education, for example, increase at different rates each year. Local governments would continue to use the old funding formula for the next year and a half. But after that, their costs go up significantly. Maryland Association of Counties Executive Director Michael Sanderson says that for many counties, covering those costs will require a tax increase.
I don't think you can nip and tuck your way to finding 20, 30, 40% more in school funding.
Baltimore City would see the most dramatic increase to roughly double what the city pays now. During Tuesday's meeting, former Baltimore State Senator Joan Carter Conway said the city already struggles to pay its share of school budgets.
Just giving the dynamics of specifically what's happening in the poor jurisdictions, especially in Baltimore City, I mean, it's dreamland to really sit here and believe that we will be able to pay.
But House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Maggie McIntosh, a Democrat who represents North Baltimore, said finding the money for the city's share is far from impossible. After all, she said, the city found roughly $300 million for the police department over the last several years.
$300 million invested up front in children, keeping schools open after school on Saturdays in the summer, providing education and cultural activities for kids might actually help the problem that the police have not yet been able to address.
McIntosh said she and Commission Chairman Britt Kerwin are meeting today with a group of private foundations in Baltimore to pitch them on paying some of the city's costs. How the state is going to pay its share is also unclear. State Budget Secretary David Brinkley, who also sits on both the work group and the full commission, spoke with reporters after Tuesday's meeting. He said there could be a more efficient way to fund public schools.
The governor has continually put in bills dealing with education that the legislature repeatedly has shot down. They want to stay on the same model that they've had before, and there really needs to be a part from their perspective of opening up, saying there might be some other ideas here.
The full Kerwin Commission is expected to include the proposed formula in recommendations it gives the General Assembly and the governor at the end of the year. Then the legislature will likely take up the issue when it resumes in January. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.